Here are today's top stories. The State of the Union tonight. Refresh my memory. Do they still interrupt regularly scheduled programming? Because if they preempt river monsters, I swear I might just have to take over a wildlife building and protest. Don't you dare touch my river monsters! The only fun part of the State of the Union is seeing who stands for what emphatic point and who gets invited. Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis, remember her? She's been invited by, oh, interesting. The member of Congress who invited her wants to remain anonymous. Please don't be from Illinois. Please don't be from Illinois. Please don't be from Illinois. Please don't be Mark Kirk. Please don't be Mark Kirk. Please don't, wait. Please be Mark Kirk. Yeah. Yeah, that way he'd have to talk to the press, and I love it when he talks to the press. He's like my favorite kind of clock. No, not a digital, but more traditional. You know, the ones with the birds that pop out? What do you call those? Yeah, a Mark Kirk clock. And in campaign news, with 19 days to go, Bernie Sanders has surged ahead of Hillary Clinton in Iowa. What? When asked for comments, Sanders said, "Who's this? Who's on the line? Who's there? Hello? Hello, who's there? Stop calling this number!" That was angry Bernie Sanders. You see that? Really working on that impression. What else is hot today? Navy Pier is going to shut down for a couple days to start building the new Ferris wheel. Who are they kidding? Nobody goes to Navy Pier in January anyway, especially when it's cold. So yeah, shut it down because of the Ferris wheel, not because it was a dumb idea in the first place. 18% of the security force at the Cook County Jail didn't show up for work today, not because of any statement of solidarity. Nope, because it's cold and snowy in Chicago. And when it's cold and snowy, people tend to call in sick. The repercussions? Lockdown. I guess it's better to be locked down because guards didn't show up rather than a shanking. You know, from the outside looking in, that's probably better for everybody. In weather, it is so cold. I hate it when it's so cold that your ankles freeze. Is it just me? Must be because I'm always wearing my ankle socks. So fashionable. Michigan Avenue Magazine loves me. Love my ankle socks. Also, I took out the old winter boots today to shovel. Way too many laces, right? Like, come on, there's so many laces on these boots. I'm like whipping them around and doing new little sayings. Over the river and through the woods, around the bend and up to grandma's house and over through the bunny rabbit goes the thing. Should have got Velcro. In sports, they must have listened to us yesterday because we called it out. Coach Q's the best. And today, boom, 3-year extension. He is the best. He's the best coach. He's the best dressed. He's got the best mustache. The best. Your move, Hoiberg. The Hawks going for 8 in a row against the Predators tonight. When the Predators change lines, do they play Achy Breaky Heart?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Almost got it. There's a joke in there somewhere about line dancing in Nashville and hockey. Just right on the tip. Anyway, the Bulls lost their second in a row last night to the Wizards. I've been saying it all along. This team, so dysfunctional. Who loses 2 in a row after winning 5? Who? In this modern NBA, who loses 2 in a row after winning 5? Blow it up. Trade everyone. Start over. Still the number 2 seed. Last night, the Alabama Crimson Tide beat the Clemson Tigers for the NCAA championship of the game we call football. My favorite stat, the last-minute meaningless touchdown meant that Clemson covered the spread and millions of people lost money. They should let you bet on meaningless touchdowns at the end of the game, right? Just to cover yourself or lose more money. Gambling. And finally, a new study says that sugary drinks are the main culprit for that deep belly fat. So that Mountain Dew 2-liter you're pounding before bed, your hunch was right. It's making you fat. Well, that's the carry out for January 12, 2016. Speaking of Mountain Dew, we're giving away a 4-liter with every burger. Hey, it's what the customer wants.